The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:05 in the morning here on the 27th of October. Yeah, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. If I seem a little on the go today, I got here early.
You started drinking coffee.
I started drinking coffee early today, and you know what? Usually it doesn't kick in until like maybe 7:45, but today we are on a roll. Bad Bob, good morning, buddy.
And good morning. Cloudy skies today. The high, well down from yesterday. 73 is what we're predicting. Overnight lows will be in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, we got a pretty good chance of rain for the first time. Not a lot of it, about 5/100ths. And a high of 69, so if you've got stuff outside that you don't want to get wet, you may want to move it to the inside. Then clear rest of the week, and then Sunday comes along. We could see up to half an inch of rain on Sunday. That, of course, subject to change. Right now in Reading, it is 58 degrees, and the report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where our customers are warm friends. We're starting to transition into that cold area there. I tell you what, Shasta Gas Propane. Their customers are warm friends, give senior and veterans discounts. They they deliver everywhere all the time. Give them a call, 365-3793. They are, again, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned store and or business. And the owners, Chuck and Judy Kinney, have won, been given an award as one of the top three businesses in California for hiring veterans. All of this at Shasta Gas Propane. All right. You know what? We've got a very full day here. We have symphony. We have authors. We have awards being given out. And then we have Haven Humane for the latter part of our show, talking about what's going on, especially getting around Christmas time and things that they're doing. But, Bob, bad news, buddy. Bad news. Yes. The World Health Organization has struck again. You know, who? The first time I saw
vegans
who.
Vegans rejoice.
Yeah, well, the vegans are up and applauding and saying, pointing in your face. Cows and pigs are rejoicing. Chickens and turkeys are having a little bit of a bad day today because the World Health Organization now says processed meats and red meats possess carcinogens and they can cause cancer if you eat it.
And in the name of social, social responsibility under our government health care program, if you are found to be in possession of these substances, your premiums will go up or something.
Well, they haven't gotten that far yet. Now, this is what they're saying. They're saying is that, you know, what they're trying to do is really, I mean, people have been saying this, oh, if you eat too much of this, too much of that. Okay, we all know that. But it doesn't raise it a lot. It raises it some, your percentages, and your risk of colon and stomach cancer. Low risk, but it is there, they're saying. And what they're saying is, especially Europeans into their sausage, in their smoked hams and all this stuff. When you have a breakfast in Europe, their breakfast is like cold cuts.
Yeah.
And hard-boiled eggs and yogurt and berries and that kind of stuff, but it's always, you know, meat there. Frankly, and I find this, you know, they're saying it's bacon, bacon, hot dogs, bologna, salami. Everything that we live on during football season, baseball season, when we're out camping, I mean, you take this stuff out, they're saying it's not good for you. Are they crazy? What about that porterhouse steak? Jax may just have to go to serving tilapia. Anyway, like I said, cows and pigs are happy. They're rejoicing. You know that commercial for Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
And that cow's always making you feel guilty.
Yeah.
Now he can have, you know, now he can be dancing and saying, hey, look, we're right, eat more chicken.
When Oscar Mayer is outlawed, only outlaws will have Oscar Mayer.
I'm going to make money because I'm going to have a backyard smoking pit. You know, I'm going to smoke hams back there.
Are we going to be forced to register smokers?
Oh, my God, register smokers. And, you know, you're going to have to, I tell you what, Gavin Newsom is going to make you get do a background check, and you have to carry a card with your photo on it to buy bologna. It's the same card you use to buy ammo. And you got a 10-day waiting list to get your bologna or smoked ham or bacon. Bacon. Can you imagine this? Bacon. There's nothing that doesn't go good with – name me one thing that doesn't go good with bacon.
Anything. It's unto its own food.
Just say this. Okay. Pumpkin pie and bacon.
Actually, that sounds good.
Sounds okay, doesn't it? Yeah. How about this? Angel food cake and bacon.
I might be stretching it.
No. Bacon goes with everything. All right. What else do we have here? Okay. Let's talk about marijuana in Redding. Oh, marijuana is no problem. No, it won't cause anything. Oh, no. You know what? You can smoke it. It makes everybody happy. Well, if it makes everybody happy, how come these bank robbers hit the Bare Roots Hydroponic and Organic store yesterday, shot the manager in the head? Luckily. You know, it's one of those things you see in the movies when the hero gets grazed and it grazes his head. He has that little bit of blood coming down.
Yeah.
It went across the manager's forehead, grazing him there, cutting like a quarter of an inch deep. It didn't enter his skull. You know how close that is? Anyway, then they put everybody on the ground, stole their wallets, went and got the safe, got the money out of the safe, got the money out of the cash register, and they said, well, how much was it? We don't know, but Mondays is usually really a good day. It turns out that one of these guys, there's a Hispanic guy and a black guy, one of these guys came up to the manager, Brendan Tinsley's house earlier this month, stuck a gun in his face, shot at him then, and they got into a fight, and then another guy got out of the car, and he started assaulting him, and then more guys showed up, and they ran, and they were looking for marijuana. You know?
There's probably more to the story.
There probably is a little more to the story, but still. You know what? And this isn't the first time. What, didn't we have an armed robber the other day stick a gun in somebody's face at an A&W or one of those 7-Eleven things, places? And that happened also. We've had a couple of armed robberies going on here. You know, what's going on? You know, is it because of the drugs again? You know, I can't imagine that people are robbing people because of meth. You know, I'm sure that happens. But heroin? How about the heroin addiction? It's going way up. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of things going on here in our little town of Redding. But you know what? But again, you're going in, that you're seeing people getting a gun shoved in their face and shot at that is dealing with drugs. It's hydroponics. Okay, we know what it is. Hydroponics. We know what it is. Okay? It's got to do with drugs. And there's the bottom line. It has to do with drugs. Mm-hmm. Now, the next question before we go on this break is with legalizing marijuana, do away with that?
If we decriminalize, how's that working out for like the Danish?
Well, I don't know about the Danish, but I know is that Colorado has so much money that their real estate rates are going way high because the people can't put money in the banks. Because the banks can't take their money because it's illegal. And so they're buying lots of real estate. I mean, it's a tremendous amount of money out there. And it's starting to cause things like, oh, well, let's just put guns in people's faces to steal that money. If it was legal and above board and all this stuff, I mean, you wouldn't have to worry about it. I know Basinko right now is bouncing up and down on the front seat of his car. Because it's a gateway drug. I understand that. But when when you get up to a certain point, maybe you need to go back and take another look at it. You realize, because we're going to take a break.
I was going to say, hell, we just need to get rid of the guns and all these problems will go away. That's the legislature's
solution. No, they'll come in and hit them with machetes like they do. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. In the business for over 70 years and rated in the top 100 hospitals in the nation. for 3 years in a row, and their cardiac unit in the top 50 hospitals in this nation. That is just an astounding, astounding event and an accomplishment from Shasta Regional Medical Center. Not only that, they do it by treating people well. And they do so many other things for our community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, we love these guys. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back with the symphony.
The unmistakable sound of the Temptations. Motown comes to Reading Sunday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Live in concert, it's The Temptations at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Don't miss The Temptations. For more than 50 years, hit after hit from The Temptations. Now live in Reading at the Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now. Go to the Civic box office, call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the incredible Motown sound of The Temptations. The smooth, stepping, and flawless presentation of flair, flash, and class. Come to the Reading Civic Auditorium with The Temptations live in concert December 6th. Get your tickets now at the box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for The Temptations.
Grace Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Grace Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about, a place of grace.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvy here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162 or you can visit our website, DiamondCoreDrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvy. We're here to help.
Alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical today. It's Tuesday. 7:20 in the morning, 59 degrees out there, going up to 73. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are rocking here. We have decided that we're taking a stand, and we will continue to eat bacon here at KCNR 1460. We will not be scared away by the World Health Organization. It's obviously a part of Agenda 21 and a fascist takeover of the world by first taking away the bacon. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Red Town Market. That's going to be Saturday, November 28th at the Civic Auditorium, when all the local vendors are going to be here to, in one spot at one time, and you can go shop. And you can shop to your little heart's content from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. And Linda and Lady Bot and the Bluebirds will be there from 2 to 4, playing music and shopping. I'm sure she'll be out there shopping, too. The Red Town Market, Saturday, November 28th, a big, big area there to get by a lot of stuff for Christmas. Okay, I'm sitting here with Ron Largent, and Ron brought in the part of the Shasta College Night Jazz Band. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. Good to be here, Carl, as always.
As always, there's my football man here.
Well,
so what's the game this Friday?
This game is this week is... Foothill is hosting Chico, and this will probably determine a playoff team.
Okay.
It's going to be a good one.
Okay, and they're both of them undefeated?
No, they both have losses.
One loss, yeah. Okay. All right.
And last week, the game, you might have heard it, and some of your audience it was a great game.
Great
one
game.
Of the best football games I think I've ever seen.
I went there for the first time. I was down there.
Yeah.
Helping set up. And I tell you, I just watched the junior varsity game, and it was, I tell you what, it was exciting.
Yeah.
And it is. You know, high school football. How can you not like it? Okay,
right.
Let's get on to this. Dan Neese is with us. He's the retired Enterprise High School band director, and that's where we were at, was Enterprise. I played in college in worse fields than that. And he's the jazz band director. And you've been in the, you were at the retired, you went to, I mean, you were at Enterprise for like 28 years.
Yep. Yeah. Loved every minute of it.
Yeah. Well, good. And then Paul Sen is with us, Enterprise High School graduate and American River College. But you are the lead trumpet guy.
Yeah.
Not only that, but a couple of days ago, Sunday evening up at the View, you played with Linda in the jazz group she had up there.
Very mellow gig. That was very fun.
You're good at what you do. And Ron, of course, you play the trombone.
Yeah, but I'm privileged to be with these guys. The band is great, and we have a big, big concert coming up tomorrow night, Wednesday night, 7:30. And we're so fortunate to have Dan as our director. This is a great program. We're just privileged to be part of it.
And where's this going to be at?
Go ahead, Dan. You can
fill
it in.
Well, this is at the College Theater.
Okay.
At 7:30 tomorrow night.
All right.
Tickets on sale for $3, and we're going to be playing a variety of swing ballads.
Okay, now can people get up and dance?
No, unfortunately, it's a concert situation.
Okay, so
Larry might be in the audience, so he might get up and dance. You know,
that's right. So he can fidget there, right?
He can fidget all you want.
Well, okay, that's tomorrow night at 7:30 at Shasta College, and that's going to tickets are $3.
Right.
And how big's the band?
The band's got 24 in right now.
Okay, now you're going to play some of that Benny Goodman and.
We'll do a little bit. Most of it's going to be up-tempo swing, you know,
okay.
And some straight-ahead jazz.
Okay, whose work?
Oh, let's see. We have, Neil Hefti, J.J. Johnson, beautiful ballad with trombones. We're featuring a lot of trombones, which is really cool. Chick Corea, Mark Taylor, Billy Byers. There's just a whole array of
great
different
Super.
Styles. Yeah.
Well, this isn't the only time you can hear you guys either.
No, actually, we've got another concert coming up November 18th. And that concert, we switch it up a little bit. We're
going
to bring in more pop tunes and more things that people can relate
now,
to.
All these people, you're in this, they play because they love it.
Absolutely.
Oh, you bet.
I mean, this is because, are you getting paid, I hope? Something?
No.
Okay. Well,
it's all volunteer. And the neat part about it is everybody in there really wants to be there and be part of it. And, I look forward to the being there and playing, because first of all, we got guys like Paul on trumpet. I mean, the trumpet section, we were all joking about it this morning before we came in here. This trumpet section is incredible. I mean, they're playing some high notes there that are just mind blowing, really.
Well, Paul, like I said, I've heard Paul play, and I've seen you out there wrecking that trombone slide back and forth. Well, yeah, you sound pretty good.
Paul's the next level above me.
I wasn't comparing you. I just was trying to build you up a little bit, Ron.
You know, it's fun. When you get to be my age and you play with people that are a lot better, it's very encouraging.
I run into that all the time.
I live with that. The respect I have for these guys, you know. I know all the guys in the band, and when I was asked to direct it, I was, oh, yeah, I jump at that.
Okay, so when you're not playing your trumpet, what are you doing?
It's a lot of the trumpet playing.
Is it you do a lot? Yeah. I mean, is this what you're doing, kind of, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm blessed to be able to, teach privately. So I've worked with a lot of trumpet students in the area. And I play in several bands, get to cover several genres. And I do have a day job that I like, but, the trumpet is my passion.
You know,
with
actors and singers, entertainers, I mean, I live with one.
Yeah.
They may do this, but she may be on the radio, or she may be doing commercials or whatever. She's really though where she's happiest is when she's entertaining.
Yeah,
I can definitely.
Well, Carl, one other thing. Paul is busy in music, and Dan is now busy, but he's retired. And I run into people almost every day. When I mention that I'm in the band, they say, "Oh, well, I was in Enterprise Starship 20 years ago." And, I mean, Dan's reputation and what they did with Starship is absolutely incredible. There's nothing like it. And it's amazing the impact that Dan has had on the students that have been in Enterprise and what they're doing now, because they don't forget it. They talk about when they got there and what trips they took. Dan, I run into it all the time.
Well, sometimes that's probably some of the, because they don't play anymore.
Yeah.
And this is something they really, really enjoy. Yeah. Now, there's something else happening this weekend.
Well, that's the Shasta Symphony. And that's with Dr. Dwayne Corbin.
Right.
And this is kind of a combination group. Now, Paul happens to be playing that also. Excuse me. But we're doing the Gustav Holst Planets, and this is wild. And it's really a remarkable composition. And it features many, many instruments that we normally don't hear. But this particular concert, we are so fortunate. We have a horn section.
Yeah.
It's got to be. I've never played a horn section as good and as big as this one.
Six French horns. One of them is a guest actually coming down all the way from Juneau, Alaska.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then we have a guest conductor.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have this little gal on violin. What is she, a junior in high school or something?
Yes, yeah.
She
yeah.
is phenomenal. And she's doing, is it a Mendelssohn?
The Mendelssohn Violin Concerto, yeah.
So it's a great concert. So you've got Wednesday night, which you can really get pumped up, believe me. That band is, it's a swinging concert right now.
Okay, that's out of Shasta College. It's $3 to get in.
Yep.
And that's this Wednesday.
Yep, 7:30.
Okay, you got another one in November. We'll talk about that before that time frame, too.
Great.
But really appreciate you coming in here. Of course, we're Dan Neese, who is the jazz band director, but retired Enterprise High School band director after 28 years. And, of course, Paul Sen, who is a trumpet player magnifico and plays with, he's part of Linda's jazz ensemble now.
Oh, yeah.
And she loves it. And, of course, we, Ron Largent, who just does everything.
Well, around,
Ron hit his 76th birthday?
Yeah.
Rode 76 miles that day on his bicycle.
Yeah.
Wow.
You got to keep keep fit.
We all want to be like Ron when we grow up.
I don't know about that.
Okay,
but.
we've got two tickets here, by the way. If anybody's up, two tickets for the Jazz Big Band Wednesday. That's October the 28th, which is tomorrow. And it's at 7:30 at Shasta College. If you want to go and have just a great time and get in free. Save yourself $6. Two tickets. Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
people think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tuesday, November 10th is the 240th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Please join the Marines of Shasta County at our celebration in the Event Center at Wind River. All Marines, other military branches, and friends of the Corps are invited. There will be a formal celebration and dinner. Our honored speaker is Major General O.K. Steele on Tales of the Old Corps. For reservations and further information, call Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. See you Tuesday, November 10th. Semper Fi.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on sabbatical since it's Tuesday. Tuesday are sabbatical days for Linda. Good morning, everybody. It is 59 degrees out there, hopefully going up to 73 today. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793, veteran-owned business, takes care of their people. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. And our good buddy down there, Leonard, has got it all. You name it, he has it. You're looking for a place for just the best jewelry in town, the finest quality. Four Winds Jewelry. If you have jewelry and you're not sure about it, you know, what is it? How much is it worth? You know, how much should you insure it for? Go down and see Leonard. He is straight, he has integrity, and he's honest. Plus, the only trained watch repairman is in his office there in his store. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I am on the phone here with Nancy Blanton. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Good. Nancy is our guest today, is an award-winning author, journalist, magazine editor, brand manager. She writes historical fiction, children's books, nonfiction. Okay. And see, the nonfiction, I love this. Heaven on a, I assume this is nonfiction. Nancy, stop me here. Heaven on a Half Shell, the story of Pacific Northwest love affair with the oyster.
That is nonfiction. That's God's truth.
Not only that, but she is a saint because she is married to an old friend of mine named Carl Schaefer, who I've known since high school. So that's the real part. I just wanted to get you on the radio in front of a lot of people because this is going everywhere. For you just to tell me that, you know, that you've got it under control. You got the two labs, the two cats, and Schaefer there.
I have the labs and the cats under control, but I can't vouch for him.
Well, look,
too much trouble.
Hey, how'd you get into the writing?
You know, I used to write stupid little stories when I was a little kid and read them to my mom. And so I really have wanted to write all my life, and I have done it in various ways. And I guess when I was in college, I was thinking that I would go into creative writing and be a teacher. But my roommate said, try journalism. And so I did, and I loved it and had a lot of fun with it, and it just picked up from there.
So you worked for newspapers or magazines?
Yeah, I worked for a daily newspaper in Rome, Georgia, and then I worked for a weekly down in coastal Georgia. And from there, I shifted over into the PR part of things, and I worked for a government agency there and did a magazine and some brochures and that type of work, and still did news releases and so forth. And went back to school and got a graduate degree in corporate communications, and that's where the branding took off.
Yeah. Now, can you, branding is, everybody hears about it. You know, everybody says, oh, yeah, the brand or this, the brand that. But it's difficult to do that, isn't it?
It really is. So many people think of branding as a logo. And branding is really just a simple, the logo is just a symbol of the brand. And the brand is really the entire experience that a customer has with your company. So what I'm working on here is personal branding. There's a difference between corporate branding and personal branding, but you can apply the same principle. Corporate branding, companies like, or Apple or Starbucks, they spend millions on trying to come up with their brand and perfect it and really get it out there to the public. Individuals don't obviously have that kind of budget, and so personal branding is a way for them to distinguish themselves among their audience.
Well, your new book is Brand Yourself Royally in 8 Simple Steps. Harness the secrets of kings and queens for a personal brand that rules. I love that. So, because you love historical fiction or history, and you kind of put it all together so that people can brand themselves.
Exactly. It's it came from something that I was doing for myself. Of course, I love history, and I did a lot of research. And I've traveled a little bit to do that research, and along the way I've picked up books. And I realized, of course, that I got books like on King Louis the 14th of France and Napoleon and various leaders like that. And I realized, yeah, these were the ones that first did the branding, because they had to overcome so many obstacles, be it religion or other countries or predecessors, that they had to distinguish themselves to get the following of their people and to get them to love them and, of course, pay big taxes. So I started looking into it, and I realized that they already were using principles way back then that we can apply today and that corporations are applying, but you just don't realize that it's that time-honored.
Well, you say, I've seen this where it says is that when you go up to people and that, or as somebody once said, your smile is your logo. And it's as opposed to that check mark that says Nike. And the, wouldn't that be great if everybody just remembered that you buy your smile? or lack thereof. The other people, there's a lot of people out there, saying, how do you brand this? How do you brand that? What do you think makes this book unique?
Well, there's a lot of branding books out there. This one I particularly geared toward authors like me, but it also works for artists and consultants. It's really for any individual who needs to stand out in their field of business and be recognized. A brand is really all about being likable and memorable to your audiences or your potential customers. And so for an author, for example, if you walk into Barnes & Noble or any bookstore, you look around and you see a sea of books, and it's very intimidating, and you really wonder, why do I even bother, because how am I ever going to stand out in this enormous bunch of books and authors and other professionals? So the brand is all about helping you to do that, because you define yourself in ways that you already are, but that are also important to your customer, and so that they begin to like you based on the things that they relate to you with. You become a friend. You become a special person in their life, and that is your brand. And the quote was Zig Ziglar, who said, "Your smile is your logo, your personality is your business card, and how you leave others feeling after an experience with you, that's your trademark."
That's what
a personal brand is all about.
Are these the authors, when you get into personal branding, that end up writing series of books as opposed to writing?
It could be. I know several authors who do series, and that definitely they try to brand the books and so that they have a consistent look and feel, and it helps the readers look for their books and recognize them, and they know when they pick up the second and the third book that they're going to get a consistent experience with what they had in the first book.
Yeah, you know, Clive Cussler, started writing. You know, he wrote the one on the Numa and his hero there, whom I can't remember his name. Raise the Titanic and all that. But after a while, after he wrote several books, all of a sudden there's other people writing books with him. Is this kind of like going back on his audience, kind of betraying the people that have come to trust and read his stuff?
People are of mixed minds about that. I sort of wonder, because it's his name, and yet he's not doing the writing and he's not doing the work. But there are a lot of authors now that have become a brand, and they just they do an outline and then they pass it off to someone else to write it, and then they approve it. So they're putting out 10 or more novels a year doing that, and it becomes an industry. It seems to go against the grain for me, in that you want to be purchasing the author's style and that particular author's voice. But it doesn't seem to stop business for some of these big authors.
Yeah, well, I kind of feel like I'm betrayed when I see things like that, because you start reading a series because you like the author and the way he is, like the fellow wrote Spencer, and then the all of his with all the ones he wrote, and of course he's passed away, but I understand they've sold the rights to a couple of his books or a couple of the ideas for other authors to continue to write, which it'll be interesting to see if they can capture the same thing that he did.
Yeah, it really will. Definitely after the author has passed away, it seems a little bit odd to continue using his name.
Now, can I brand myself using your book?
You certainly can.
Okay.
You certainly can. You start by defining your values, and you use those values to kind of create a driver. What's that thing that gets you up every morning? What's that thing that's important to you every day to do? And you define your vision in life and your mission. And I've given steps to help you do that all along the way.
Yes, you have.
And it gets even into the your color selection and your trade, not trademark. What I'm trying to say is the tagline.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people use taglines to help people remember them.
Okay.
And you can do a logo. And there's lots of different ways to do these things. And so I try to give some examples of how I did them as a guideline. And also there are some links that help people find specific websites that are also helpful.
Great. Okay, now we're running short here. How do we get your book?
It's available on Amazon.com in print form right now. It's going to be in ebook very shortly, and it's also a giveaway right now on Goodreads. You can sign up for Goodreads for an opportunity to win up to one of 10 copies that are going to be given away at the end of the month.
Great. Nancy Blanton, I tell you what, I'm glad that I've gotten to get you on the show here, because this branding is so important, and it's just like you said, you just think of the big companies, but you're going to show people how they can brand themselves and how they can be a success, whether they've got a one person company or they're just somebody that's writing, or just a person. It could be an educator, it could be anybody.
That's right, and I'm sure you've done it too, Carl, because you've had to distinguish yourself as a radio personality.
Well, there's a personality right there. Okay, yeah. Yeah, and sometimes I'm branded in ways that I don't like, but that's okay. All right. Well, Nancy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been an honor.
Well, it's, you know, been an honor talking to a saint.
<That's>
Is he listening?
No, but I'm telling him.
Okay, well, look, this is going to be in our archives, so just come out to the, our archives and our website, and you can hear the whole thing again.
That's great. Thank you so much, Carl.
Thank you very much, and I tell you what, we're going to go out and take a look at the book, and because I think this is something that people need. I think it will help, you know, it will help them build themselves, too. I mean, it helps them with identification. I can't help but do
exactly
that.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks again, Carl.
You bet. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and get right back here with our friends that are giving an award from the Veterans of Foreign Wars to one of our locals.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience. We have most of the drivers back now off the fires, and we're delivering kerosene as fast as we can. If you've been putting off, now's the time to order. Johnny's wife, Beth, is about to have a baby any day, so he might be busy for a few days. Kathy has a few used heaters ready to go, so give her a call. Joe in Weaverville has clear pearl and dyed kerosene at the pump, also taking orders for home delivery. Robin is very busy in Corning with all her ag customers, and she is also taking orders for home deliveries. If you've been thinking about another way to heat your home, give us a call, and we can show you how to keep warm this winter. Northern Lights Energy in Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Carl and DeBott. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, a better-known business. Espresso Joe's, great coffee beans, every type of brew you can think of. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. All here at Tobacco and Brew, the walk-in humidor that's outstanding. Stop in at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans get discounts in Espresso Joe's. Now, we're here. with Vince Stevens. And we've got a special occasion here. So why don't you just take it over and run this thing right now?
You got it. Well, I'm here. Thanks, Carl. I'm here with Bev Mills from Carl's Jr. and from Jersey Mike's. And I'm also here with Tammy Walker, the secretary of CVAC, but also the quartermaster of the VFW. And we're here to say a big, huge veteran thank you. And this goes out to everything that Bev does for the veterans. And for those who don't remember, and you'd have to have a pretty short memory if you don't, we've got a situation where the VFW was broken into in the past, and we went to Bev and asked, is this a situation where you would be able to help and maybe put on an event for us? And without hesitation, we got an absolute yes. So we were able to raise a significant amount of money. Do you remember how much it was?
It was almost $3,000.
Almost $3,000. $3,000 that went towards replacing a lot of the things that were taken from us, from those very wonderful people out there that can't seem to find their own way. And this was a situation where if we hadn't had that, I'm not sure exactly how we would have recovered. I'm sure we would have at some point, but it wouldn't have been with the poise that we were able to have. So for the veterans out there listening, for the citizens of Reading, you know, there are people who do a lot of talk and have a lot of ideas on how we can improve our situation. They discuss ideas. The city council spends hundreds of thousands of dollars studying it. But you know what? There's an answer right in front of us, and it's people like Bev that are giving it to us. It's the boots on the ground, the people who don't just talk about it, the people who actually engage and make it happen. And for that, on behalf of the citizens of Reading and especially the veterans, I say, Bev, thank you so much for what you do.
Well, you're welcome. I just appreciate the veterans and everything that they stand for and everything that they do around this community as well as across our nation. In the last 5 years, we've probably built with this community, you know, over $40,000 that's gone back to the veterans, either through our national programs at Carl's or locally. I think I was looking at the numbers, and it's probably close to 30,000 that just stayed here locally. And on top of that, I also have a check for you for another $3,250.
Oh my gosh!
For the VFW from the Carl's Stars for Heroes campaign this year.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, you know what, Bev, and I know that you're when you opened up the Jersey Mike's, which by the way is the best place to get Subways or get sub sandwiches or those types of sandwiches anywhere because they are perfect. You've in the last 2 years, less than 2 years, it's been like $17,000 you've given back to our community, a lot of it to the veterans. You presented a check for the Missing in America project when they were heading back to Arlington,
yes.
And it was another fantastic thing that you did. You and your husband are just so helpful to us, are such supporters of veterans in this community. And there's a lot of people that say, well, I support the veterans. And they do, but they don't do anything. You know, they're not going to go out of their way. They don't do anything. You make a concerted effort to walk the walk when you say you support veterans, you do. So I'm kind of, it's hard getting that out for some reason this morning, but we're just really proud of the fact that you're in our community.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I mean, there's no better organizations to help support. And I know that they have tough times, you know, with the veteran services across the nation. There's always these hard times. So, you know, whatever we can do as citizens to help our veterans is, where else would it go?
Yeah. Outstanding. Yeah. Thank you.
So, Bev, we, on behalf of the VFW, we have this plaque that everyone got together and made for you. It says, presented to Jersey Mike's for your outstanding support of the veterans, VFW Post 1934, Reading, California.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You know, a lot of times we, when people donate like you do or do that, you know, that we say thank you so much and it's really heartfelt, but you need to have something to put on the wall, you know?
Yeah.
It's always good to have something to put on the wall and say, hey, you know what? We're recognized. And I know you know it. You're appreciated so much by all the veterans organizations. It's always good to get that wall hanger, as we put it.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. I mean, look at that.
Oh, yeah, it is. So, what else is going on? What's VFW going now?
One last thing before we move on to all the other stuff that we're doing. you know, it's one thing. It's kind of like we just said that Bev walks the walk. Veterans out there and people who support veterans, it's time for you to do the same. So when it comes to a business who is reaching out, who is doing something like this continually for, in this case, veterans organizations, it's time for us to do the same thing. So when you're hungry, when you're in your car, when you're thinking about going someplace, you know what, keep that in mind. That loyalty needs to be shown on a daily basis. So if you're not walking around with a Jersey Mike's you know, loyalty card in your pocket, or you're not part of the program, then you need to get part of the program. So keep in mind, these people do this, but they only do it if they have positive reinforcement. And that positive reinforcement comes from your pocketbook most of the time. So if you're out there and you're going to have lunch for your office, you're going to do something on you know, taking your buddy out to lunch, something like that, then you know what? Consider it an honor to go to Jersey Mike's and support. So I appreciate
especially
that.
When it's all fresh.
Yeah.
It is fresh there.
Oh, it's so delicious.
And you get it made with the Jersey Mike's weed. Yes, of course I want that like that.
Well,
no onions, because I've got to come back to work. which, of course, has never bothered me before.
As for events.
What's going on now?
Stuff going on. Well, we've got the Veteran Parade coming up. And that's going to be a big one. We've got a lot of people working on that right now to make that fly. We've got some special people that are going to be on stage. Not only those, what do you call them, dignitaries, but some people who are truly special in some of the things that they're going through in life. We have a young man who has returned who has going through some health issues, and we're hoping to have him be a significant part of the parade. And he's from Reading, grew up here, so you know, that'll be there. But it's a great thing, and you'll probably see myself and some others running around and doling out treats, and it'll be a great parade. I think we've got a flyover arranged, and we got some fun
stuff. It's going to be a wonderful parade. It always is. I think it's the largest one north of Fresno.
Yep.
For the Veterans Day, and a lot of people put a lot of hard work into this. You can go early and get breakfast up there at the firehouse. And then go down and get your place in the line and just watch this, because they had motorcycles and horses and marching bands and all types of military stuff.
Yep. Going to be a great one.
Yeah, maybe we'll shoot the 50 cal a few times. maybe at the flyover, just to, you know, just bring back old times.
I think we did fire the Garands last week.
That we did. Oh. That was definitely my favorite part, being out there with the honor guard.
Again, so, we're here today, though, to just say thank you to Bev Mills and company, and from Carl's Jr. and Jersey Mike's, for all the great things you do for veterans and for the VFWs post 1934, but just for all the veterans, MIAP, any, you know, the Rob Burrows, you know, groups, you know, Homeward Bound or Welcome Home, and the museum. I mean, you never stop, and you know, it's just extraordinary. I can't tell you how much it's appreciated.
Oh, well, we appreciate you guys, too, so thank you.
I know. You know, it doesn't hurt, though, to say it out loud in public.
There you go.
Because a lot of times you see a lot of the same people at the events. Well, we've got a much wider audience here for it. So, okay, so VFW is – y'all going to have a float in this parade?
Yep. In fact, we're pushing every group in the CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, to have a float. We're even helping support if we can. So, I mean, it's a situation where there should be a very wide participation.
I think it starts at 10 o'clock, right?
Yep.
Well, you know what? You never can tell. I think we might even be down there on a remote.
Outstanding.
So, I mean, if we can, I've got shows that morning, so I might be able to talk one person into letting us have a part of their time.
Excellent.
And then, because if it starts at 10, then we can announce the parade as it goes by.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I think so. I think we can work that. Because it's a great event, and why not? If you're going to be out for a parade, why not be at the Veterans Day Parade?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for your service.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for supporting everybody out here. After the break, we're going to be talking to Haven Humane. They're going to come in, because all the things that are happening with our pets and all the good things that have gone this year with the Bark, Wine, and Brew and and they're giving, I think there's, you can get a cat for $20 now. And in your case, Vint, you can get, I'll buy you four. You know, I think the cheaper, I might start your own little cat.
I know exactly where I'm going to leave
Cat man kit right there. So, all right, we'll be right back after these messages and the news. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. It's 8 o'clock in the morning here on the 27th of October. 59 degrees, going up to 73 today with maybe a chance of rain tomorrow. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. GOP and Democratic leaders have reached a compromise on a two-year budget plan. House Speaker John Boehner says the deal will protect the economy and reduce the deficit.
It secures more long-term entitlement reforms. It strengthens our national security. It brings more certainty to next year's appropriations process. It protects more Americans from Obamacare and rejects all of the tax increases as proposed by the administration.
The two-year deal is controversial in that it would increase both the spending for the Pentagon and for domestic programs by $80 billion. Rescuers still try to reach areas of Afghanistan and Pakistan that were hit hard by yesterday's earthquake. Correspondent Lynn O'Donnell has more.
Officials on both sides of the border, Afghanistan and Pakistan, are saying that most of the people affected are in extremely remote areas, some without roads at the best of times, and relief workers have to walk to them to find out what the extent of damage is and how many people have been killed and injured.
And most of the people killed were in Pakistan, even though the quake itself was centered under Afghanistan. The U.S. Navy warship sailed past one of China's artificial islands in the South China Sea today, all a challenge to Chinese sovereignty in the area. More on that from correspondent Christopher Bodine.
There haven't been any harassment of U.S. planes or ships that have been sort of testing China's resolve in the area. It's certainly underlining the sort of tensions that exist at the moment. Beijing doesn't like the U.S. presence in the region to begin with, much less the U.S. acting in a way that directly challenges its claims to sovereignty in the South China Sea.
And the sail pass does fit a U.S. policy now pushing back deliberately against China's growing assertiveness in the South China Sea. It's been a rough ride for the major indexes in early trading on Wall Street. Right now it is the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by about 23 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The remnants of what used to be Hurricane Patricia now dumping heavy rains on parts of the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana.
We can't get out of our homes or in our homes.
That's a story that's very common. Parish President Amos Cormier says that's because of a broken levee and tells WVUE-TV crews have been working around the clock to try and get it repaired.
We had to come back and establish a perimeter on the backside on firm ground, and that's where we are now as we bring in riprap, which is cement, and the hospital bags and whatever we can get our hands on.
And flood warnings have been issued throughout the region, including in parts of nearby Mississippi and the Florida Panhandle. A new challenge to Obamacare filed with the U.S. Supreme Court. The appeal comes from the Pacific Legal Foundation. It contends that the health care overhaul violates a provision of the U.S. Constitution that requires tax-raising bills to originate in the House of Representatives. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A federal appeals court has sided with Yale University in a dispute over the ownership of a $200 million Vincent van Gogh painting.
The second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals last week upheld a 2014 ruling by a lower court that dismissed the claims of Pierre Konowalov. He says the Dutch painter's The Night Café was stolen from his family during the Russian Revolution. Yale has had the painting since 1961. It sued in 2009 to block Konowalov from claiming it. The federal judge who backed Yale last year cited doctrine in which U.S. courts don't examine the validity of foreign governments' expropriation orders.
That is Keith Peters reporting. For the third time in 7 years, General Motors is recalling cars that can leak oil and catch fire, sometimes damaging garages and houses. GM says it's recalling those cars because repairs from the first two recalls didn't work. The company says more than 1,300 cars caught fire after being fixed. More of these stories from townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 8:05 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical day. It's Tuesday. That's her sabbatical day. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
The weather today is going to be...
You like? Do I talk like that?
Yeah.
I am right now, right?
73
That's
for
right.
a high.
That's right. Poke fun at people with speech problems. Thank you very much. And, you know, it shows the cruelty of people, of men, to those with speech patterns.
Welcome to my life. 73 degrees today. No rain today, but clouds will increase and a 50% chance of rain tomorrow. They've upped that ante just a little bit. Tomorrow's high will be about 69 degrees, so get stuff under cover. If it's out, you'll have a couple of sunny days. And then on Sunday, we're looking for upwards of more than half an inch of rain here in the valley. Right now, we're looking at 59 degrees, and the report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. It's Shasta Gas Propane. We're all of their customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. Locally owned and operated, veteran-owned business, and they have discounts for seniors and veterans. Plus, they've won awards for hiring veterans. I think that part, frankly, is really cool. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. And I'm talking about Elements Lounge, November 5th. Join us there. Linda and her band, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, are going to be rocking out there. It's not just jazz. It turns into rock and roll and a few other things that are going on. Great menus, steak and lobster for $21. That's right, steak and lobster plus anything else on the menu you want. Happy hours goes till 6 o'clock. She starts at 7 to 9. Get there a little bit early. Get seats. Get reservations. Give them a call at 243-3377. Say you want to be there for that romance on the river, that first Thursday of every month, in this case, November 5th. Join us for Romance on the River, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds at Wind River in Elements Lounge. And now, little drum roll.
And now.
You know what? I'm going to bring him in because before we start talking about the important subjects here, I want to bring him in and we can talk about how he feels about this. And, of course, my guest is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Good morning there, Mr. Story.
Good morning.
The latest from the World Health Organization, obviously an Agenda 21 cover group, has said that eating bacon can cause you to have cancer. Processed meats, bakey, smoked ham, jerky, all of this can lead to a rise in stomach and colon cancer. It said it could. What do you think about that?
I think I'm still going to eat bacon.
Going to eat bacon? That doesn't scare you, does it?
No.
Hey, you're an Air Force veteran. Saw combat. You're not going to... Bacon, that's not going to scare you away from bacon, is it?
I'll just eat it in moderation.
You know, this is one of the things... Okay, I'm glad you said that. I'm in Fallujah, and there's a dining hall there. Well, people hear about contractors. They think of these guys with sunglasses, Oakley sunglasses. They've all got goatees. They've got vests on, shorts.
They don't all have Oakleys. That's the difference.
Well, my guys did. We all wore Oakleys. I don't know why. Maybe it was the only thing that was for sale. But I don't know. Anyway, and they carry guns. And they have these things stuck in their ears, you know, so they can talk. But the majority of the contractors you get in combat in all these places are to do things like keep the plumbing going and working in the mess halls. And they come in from all over, a lot of Filipinos, a lot of from Pakistan, all this, but they hire them and they bring them. That's where the vast majority of them are. You know, there's a small, you know, it's a smaller contingent that guard the airfields and, you know, and stand at the gates and all these things, or do personal security. But the vast majority of them are just doing that housekeeping work that you just don't have enough people for. And the Filipinos that would be running the chow hall, in the morning you go in and say, in it would be like, okay, can I have some bacon? They would put a lump of bacon on your tray, the size of a small football. I'm not kidding you. It had to be like a pound of bacon. Maybe this is their way of fighting back. It's too much bacon. And they just look at you. It's too much bacon. So they take it off, and they break it like in half. And they put another, like a half pound on there. Well, that's okay. Half pound's okay. You know, off you go. But, I mean, the amount of bacon they went through every morning had to have been 10 tons of bacon to feed everybody. So I'm thinking back now on that and thinking, I don't care. You know what? Made it through Fallujah, made it through Ramadi, made it through Baghdad, made it through Somalia, made it through Desert Storm, made it through other places around the world. I'm not too scared about bacon.
You need to take your chances with the bacon.
I'm taking chances with the bacon.
I don't blame you.
Get that colonoscopy every 5 years,
that's
man.
Right.
You are okay.
That's right.
All right. Did you ever run into that? I mean, what do you think about when they come out and they say red meat and all these things that you know, that is a staple of our diet?
Well, I think that they've said that just about everything causes cancer, so.
Everything?
Well, I mean, it seems that way.
Okay, we'll see.
Dr. Figueroa said, if you live long enough, you'll get it.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. It is. Okay, hey, buddy.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Great.
I really am. How are you?
I'm good.
You're looking good today.
Thanks.
You lost some weight.
I don't think so, but maybe.
Okay. National Cat Day.
National Cat Day, yeah. It's going to be this Thursday, October 29th. And so in honor of that, we are going to do a special for cats. It's going to be a $20 adoption fee. And that, of course, comes with the microchip, spayed, neutered, everything.
For 20 bucks.
For $20, yeah.
Man, you're losing money on this deal.
Well, we're getting animals into forever homes, so.
That's true, but that's the best part.
Absolutely.
Do you have a lot of cats right now?
We do. We have quite a few cats. Yeah, cats and kittens, actually. We do have quite a few kittens right now, too.
Is it the time of the year or something? Or
no, it's not, actually. It's actually late. I think that the weather pattern over the last couple of years has kind of messed up the kitten season. So we've seen it kind of early and kind of late the last couple of years, which is kind of unusual.
Wow.
And this is kind of the tail end of it, and hopefully, knocking on wood, hopefully we're going to see it slow down here in the next month or so.
Well, they're saying El Nino is on its way, but
yeah.
If you look at all the maps, El Nino is not going to be hitting this portion of California or Oregon. Yeah, you know, we're not going to get anything special like they're supposed to be getting down south. Okay, so for $20 you can pick up a cat. Now you can do this at the adoption center. Or at PetSmart?
Yeah, we'll have a few cats at PetSmart. We have a kiosk there at PetSmart on Hilltop. We're there from Wednesday through Sunday every week. And so we've got cats, and we usually have two or three dogs, sometimes four dogs, that are there every day. And it's from 11 to about 4 o'clock is when they're there.
And you've got a $75 cost for adoption for dogs at the end of the month to celebrate Adopt a Shelter Dog Month.
Actually, that ended last Saturday. I'm not sure why that's on there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So that ended last Saturday.
All right.
With that, we will be having more specials soon, but we definitely want people to come in and adopt our dogs and our cats.
I have seen some great-looking dogs on Facebook.
Yeah, we've had some phenomenal. Well, we always have phenomenal dogs, but.
What are all these dogs that come in? They're just, I mean, they're well-behaved.
Mm-hmm.
They've obviously been cared for.
Mm-hmm.
And you find them as a stray. Out there.
And nobody comes looking for them.
Do you think they're from people who are just passing through, or people think that, oh, my dog's been taken, or I don't want to look for him, or I can't figure out why, because some of them are like indoor dogs.
I think it's a combination of a bunch of things. I don't think we can narrow it down to one thing. I mean, it's certainly not just people passing through, because you get way too many of them on a weekly basis. But I think it's a combination of a bunch of things. I've been in animal care now for 6 years. And I still can't figure it out. I mean, there's tons of dogs that come in on a weekly basis that I see, and I can't figure out why they wouldn't be looking for them on day one. I mean, I'd take time off and be driving all over the place and notifying everybody. I mean, if any of my dogs got loose, I'd be a wreck.
Yeah.
So I'll never understand it.
Every time, you know, and Spencer comes in here and he says, something to the effect of, oh, yeah, we, you know, it's a stray. And I'm looking at this dog, and was he in good shape? Yeah, he's in good shape. You know, he's like, look how friendly he is. And I just wonder about that, because I'd be out looking for my dog, too, if some, you know, when,
oh, yeah.
You know, if anybody wandered, mm-hmm. if he ever wandered off. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 15 minutes after 8 here on the 27th of October, Tuesday. 59 degrees out there, going up to 73 with rain possibly tomorrow.
It's Customer Appreciation Days at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
It's Redding Kia's lowest price of the year on a 2015 Kia Optima. Now $19,495 after $2,000 customer cash incentive and $400 military incentive.
$19,495 for a brand new Kia Optima. ID 12266. 57 Optimas in stock and on the way.
2015 Kia Souls as low as $14,995. ID 15523. After $500 customer cash incentive, $400 military incentive, the brand new Soul for $14,995.
Get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kias in stock and 2016 Sorentos, too.
0% offer requires financing through Kia Motors Finance on approval of credit subject prior sale ends November 2nd, plus tax, license, and government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges.
Discover the new Kia today, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding.
ReddingKia.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
From the moment you walk into Wellgate Sports Club, you realize this is more than just a gym. You immediately notice the white glove cleanliness and the friendly, caring staff whose words and actions speak to the pride they have in making Wellgate Sports Club Reading's premier lifestyle center. Wellgate Sports Club promises an upscale experience with high-end amenities and programs including a complete state-of-the-art workout facility, educated and credentialed personal trainers and lifestyle nutrition coaches who work one-on-one with you to help you achieve your health and fitness goals. Wellgate Sports Club features Reading's exclusive indoor saltwater pool, the Mind and Body Studio featuring Pilates and yoga, as well as the group exercise studio featuring Zumba, cycling, and more. Combine that with our complimentary lifestyle education workshops and member social events, and you'll see why at Wellgate Sports Club you'll experience exceptional every day. Get out of the gym and into the club. Wellgate Sports Club, 1740 Eureka Way in Reading. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Wellgate Sports Club, first-class fitness you have to see to believe.
Take your passion. Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical,
the devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters,
the wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group, and the fun family experience of Chris Parandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show!
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning. It is 8:19 in the morning, 59 degrees out there, going up to 73 today. So we're getting into that good fall weather. And tomorrow, maybe a chance of rain. And the reason it's got a chance of rain, of course, is because I have things in the back of my truck. But this is good, because things in the back of my truck means now I have to get rid of them and put them in the shelter where they should have been for the last 2 days I've been driving them around. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. Let's talk about Alliance Heating and Air for a second here. Voted number one in the North State, best in the North State, first of all. The other thing is they've been here for over 20 years. It's a veteran-owned business, and they can work on any type of HVAC systems, heating and cooling systems at all. The big thing about it right now is it's going to get cold here. It's going to be down to, you know, it's 59 now, and it starts getting colder. Is your heater working? Right now, you're kind of really enjoying it. It's in between where you don't have to run the heater or the air conditioner. Is your heater working? Call Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642. Have them check it out. Make sure it's working right. Make sure the filters are clean. And you can start your winter off warm. 221-2642. Their website is homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I'm sorry, what did you say?
Had him on three.
Oh, we were.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We'll try that again.
Well, you know, we're there. I was wondering why I could hear the fan, because the fan was being caught by the other microphone. Now I can't hear it, so it's good. Okay. Hey, Bark Wine and Brew.
Bark Wine and Brew, yeah. We had it October 3rd. It was a huge success. It was a ton of fun. You know, you were great. Thank you for coming as our MC. Lee did great with that. We had Lou White and his band there. It was a lot of fun.
Super. You know what? I told my story of how I got my dog, and not realizing that somebody was recording that, and it went up on YouTube that day.
Did it really? I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. The people from our friends over at Record Searchlight. she got the whole story. You know, of Elk Killer, how Elk Killer came to be.
I did not realize that.
Oh, yeah, that was up. And it just, I don't know, hopefully it doesn't go viral. Nobody's approached me from other places about it, except a lot of people heard it, obviously.
There's no movie rights?
There's no movie rights. No,
okay.
It should be.
Okay.
Okay, but so it was a full house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had 370 people.
370 people.
Mm-hmm.
The dinner was great.
Dinner was fantastic.
Yeah.
I thought the service was good. Obviously, you know, any big event like that, you're going to learn. And we learned quite a few things from this event. We're definitely going to be looking at new ways for check-in and check-out to make that faster and more convenient for folks. And we've got some great ideas on that. You know, with any big event, things happen. And we lost a couple of people last minute that were supposed to help out with check-in and check-out. And they had a little bit more experience with the program that we use. And so that was obviously a loss. But, you know, my team did fantastic. And they jumped in and they made it happen. And so I think next year is going to be fantastic. We've got some really good ideas on how to improve some of the areas. We took what worked and we took what didn't work quite as well. And we're going to improve.
You were packed in there.
Yeah, we were packed and it was great. And, you know, all the feedback I got was everybody had a really good time. And, you know, we had a good slideshow, a great video that everybody really liked.
You know what? That song. And I talked about it the next day, or next time we were on. And your daughter singing that song, was that the cutest? It was. That's on YouTube, isn't it?
It's not on YouTube yet, but it will be on YouTube pretty quick. Yeah.
Tell me when it comes on.
I
need to see
sure.
it, and so I can share that out, because what a great video that was. And everybody's going, oh, which one was? It was a video about all the people that work at Haven Humane
mm-hmm.
and the animals. And it was just, it's a song. What's the name of the song? But y'all rewrote all the words.
We did. We rewrote the words. It's actually the Shut Up and Dance song, which is really popular right now. And so we took it and we didn't really like that. So we made it Get Up and Walk With Me. And
Don't Look Back.
Yeah, we took it and we just made it as if it was about walking with a dog. And so we did that and we had, we've got. The majority of our staff in there, we're only missing a couple of folks that we couldn't get into the schedule, and we've got a bunch of volunteers, we've got some board members, and we also got our Camp Lovapet kids, and, you know, we had so much fun filming it, and I think I mentioned it that night, but Janet Romero, who is great, and tomorrow's her birthday, so happy birthday tomorrow. Hopefully she's listening. But her and I did the production of it, and so we shot all the video. And I'll be honest, when we got it done, we were like, okay, I really hope this isn't really bad. I hope this is okay. And a good friend of mine, Chase Warner, did the editing. He did such a fantastic job of editing, and it really came together well. And so we were really pleased with the outcome of it. But one of the things that we did was the Camp Love a Pet kids, they all sang the song. Most of the people sang when they were doing it, and, you know, we just laid over the track, and so you couldn't hear them. But the kids sang so loud and so proudly that we're like, God, is there any way that we can actually have them turned up during this so we can actually hear them singing? So it was perfect, and they did that, and I'm really happy with the way it turned out. I couldn't be more pleased with it.
Well, it put everybody really in a good mood, too.
Yeah.
And then the live auction, and it was a killer auction, mm-hmm. and everybody stood up, and, you know, battles between the tables. And I've been to a lot of fundraisers, and I've seen sometimes that their energy just isn't there for some reason. It's rare, but sometimes the energy's not there. And then, for Barkwine and Brew, they've been brewing and whining. And when it started, there were, you know, battles going on between tables about who could buy this, and they were just punching the amounts up. I thought, which was funny. And then, of course, Lee was. he was the instigator. The auctioneer was the instigator. So it was good. It was good. I'm glad that money was raised and it was a success.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and it was a huge success for us. And it's just another stepping stone to growing it to an even bigger and better event. I mean, people wise, we're where we're at. I mean, we're not going to put more than 370 people in there.
I was going to ask that. So you're just going to just sell the tickets and just say, hey, you know, right. These are gone.
Right.
And keep it in there where it's it's because as long as you keep it getting a good turnout and.
Yeah, and the venue's fantastic. I mean, the venue is set up great for what we want to do with it, and I really like the setup this year. We didn't have the stuff going down the middle. We didn't have some of the basket items. The basket items we're going to have in our dog-a-thon, and that's kind of what we were aiming for. So we just had the live and the silent. We had the balloon items, which we need more of because that was a big hit, was the balloon items. We had our wall of wine, which was fantastic, and that went. So, next year we're gonna ramp it up even more. You know, we're going to get bigger and better live auction items and bigger and better silent auction items and just have more fun than ever before. So that's our goal, is every year to make it more fun for the people that come out and do it. And for us, yes, it's a fundraiser, but it's also a celebration of our successes over the year. And we can't do it without the team of people that come in there and help us out. So, you know, we have a lot of staff that are there. We have a lot of volunteers that are there. But we also have tons of community members that come out and support us. And we can't do anything that we do without their support on a daily basis. So that is our night to celebrate our successes and show some animals and show some video and maybe bring an animal or two to the show. We brought one this year, which was great.
That had been rescued. That was it didn't even look like it could live.
And they were really in bad shape. And I'll tell you what, we hadn't seen the dog since it left. So it had been months since it left. And I don't think there was a single staff member that didn't go, holy cow, I can't believe how big that dog got, because none of us thought they were going to be big dogs. And that was probably 40, 45 pounds, and we thought they were going to be 25, 30-pound dogs. So, it was great to see how healthy he was, and he looked fantastic, and the family was just, what a great family. So
it is. Very shy. Okay, here we're going to take a break here, because there's a lot of things we need to talk about, and we need a little more time. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani and company there at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, started a business, and many of you know this, 6 years ago during the middle of this recession, and have become very successful because they believe in customer service. They believe in having the guns, either pistols or long guns or shotguns, that customers want. They do a lot of research. They have all the ammo that you could possibly want in different calibers, because John works really hard to make sure his customers are taken care of. Optics, gun cases, different types of ammo, reloading equipment, just everything you could possibly want, all the shooting accessories, all there at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222. Also, they have concealed carry classes there with Seth Stokes, hunter safety classes. They've got the whole enchilada right there. You can walk in and walk out with everything from Bastiani Arms. And here's the best part. Veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. And they're very, very, very proactive on that for veterans. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. We'll be right back with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. I'm
just around the corner. And if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
It's time to renew your Medicare Part D, and things have changed. The plan that was perfect for you last year may not be the best plan for you next year, and the wrong plan could cost you hundreds of dollars. Find out what the best coverage is for you. Review all the new plans available with the assistance of an Owen Senior Care Advocate. We can easily compare the value of each plan based on your prescription needs. Call Owens today at 1-800-MY-OWENS for free expert help.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bach. 8:33 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. The 27th of October. A Tuesday. 59 degrees out there. Going up to 73 today. Bob, it looks like we might get a few sprinkles down here today.
Yeah, Carl, been following the radar there from Wonder Ground and the National Weather Service, and it looks like we're seeing some rain. If you're heading over to the coast today, you could run into some rain, and there appears to be some very light, let's call it like a drizzle out towards Millville and heading up the hill into Whitmore in that area. That could make its way down into the valley, so if you've got something outside that has been sitting out there because there hasn't been a drop of rain in so long, you may want to consider covering it up.
All that stuff I've got in the back of my truck I've been carrying around for a few days, thinking, it's not going to rain for, December. Anyway, so the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. It's locally owned, veteran-owned, discounts for seniors and veterans. They do great service out there. Give them a call, 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway there. And you can get great haircuts there, discounts for seniors and veterans there. Another veteran-owned business, by the way, D.C. And you have D.C. Tim and Logan, the man in black. All of these there. Man's Last Stronghold, the Cheers of Barbershops, right there at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Do you go there, Mr. Story? You don't. Well, but you want to. Down deep. Okay. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane.
Wow.
I can't believe that. I mean, I threw you a softball there. You could have said, yeah, I go there all the time.
Yeah.
Everybody else that I know that does.
You know. I've been going to the same person for like 10 years. That's the reason.
10 years? Okay. Yeah. Well, all right.
That's the reason.
Loyalty.
I hate getting my hair cut. So.
Really?
Yeah, I really do. I mean, I get a cut really often. I'm actually getting a cut today. But
so am I.
And I hate getting my hair cut. And so when I find somebody.
Really?
Yeah, I stick with them. And had I not, then I definitely would go there. I hear you advertising all the time.
Well, they're really good. And here's the other thing, too, is I'm like you. You know, once you find a barbershop, you don't want to change barbershops.
Right.
You know, because,
right.
I don't know, maybe it's just because everybody knows you there. It's like I said, the Cheers of barbershops there.
Sure.
You walk in, they know what kind of, the way you want your hair, and they're going to cut it that way. You don't have to say anything.
Right.
You don't have to be chatty with them.
Yep.
And, you know, tell me it's not a...
don't ask.
Tell me it's not a hairstyling salon.
It is only because she moved there. It didn't start there.
Okay. All right. I'll let you go
And so
one.
I followed her. There.
Okay. I'll let you go there on that one.
Yeah, that's the reason. I didn't go there on purpose. She was at a different, like a Quick Cuts or something like that, and there was across the street from us, and then she moved to another place. But Sarah is
catching
great.
Up on your Dr. Phil there?
No, there's no TV, there's no soaps, it's nothing like that. It's actually.
Are you sure Ellen's not on, Ellen's on the on the show there? What do y'all discuss there? You know, nails.
I got.
We discuss guns and and stock car racing. What do y'all talk about?
I got nothing on this one.
The videos of the note, is that up there on the
if my wife's listening, please turn the radio off. I just I got nothing on this one.
Okay,
I got no defense.
Finally got you.
Hey, I want to talk about Park Wine and Brew really quick again.
Oh, okay.
A couple more things. I want to thank the wineries that came out and the microbrews that came out, and also the food sampling, because that was huge. We really appreciate that. And the other thing we did, which is a little bit different, that excuse me, I want to talk about was. We had Shelter Pup donate some dogs, and you saw them. They were on all the tables. They're stuffed
dogs. Right.
Yeah. And the Shelter Pup program, they actually, you can buy these, and they look exactly like your dog, but they donated some to us, and so we adopted them. We adopted them, using air quotes here. We adopted them out during the thing, and quite a few went to homes. But one of the dogs we actually kept as the mascot for Haven, and we named him Little Pogo. And Pogo, if you watch our Facebook, and definitely like our Facebook, because every 200 likes, we sponsor an adoption. But Pogo has been, we're doing kind of the thing where you take pictures of him, we take him to different spots. So last week he actually went up to Southern Oregon on a rescue run where we brought a bunch of dogs and cats up to Southern Oregon to a rescue. And so we got some pictures of him there. And then over the weekend I just got a text that Janet, who I was talking about, actually took him on her vacation. And so he's got some stuff. So Little Pogo, our little mascot, stuffed mascot, is going to be on our Facebook with some cute pictures, and we're going to use him to kind of advertise some of our stuff, just in different another different idea that my staff comes up with, which
great.
I love.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah,
yeah,
those
cool.
are really cool little stuffed animals.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you got a bunch of things coming up here this week or this month. Community challenge for the holidays. I really like this one. You challenged to find homes, forever homes.
Yes. Yeah, so last year, our home for the holidays. For us, we run it from November 1st through December 31st, and our goal last year was to get 200 animals into homes, and we shattered that, which was fantastic. And so this year, we want to do 300. So we want to get 300 animals into forever homes from November 1st through December 31st, so we can get them into homes before the holidays hit. And so we'll be running different things throughout, but we encourage people to come in and take a look. We've got some fantastic dogs and cats, and that will start November 1st.
Okay. And last year was a big success, like you said.
Yeah, last year was fantastic.
But we want to put 300 dogs, cats.
Dogs, cats, geese, rabbits, guinea pigs.
Everything.
Yeah, everything we got. Yeah, we want to put them into forever homes for sure.
Okay. Okay, it's going to start November 1st. And we want to help with that one, too.
What do you guys do? Pet of the week.
Well, you know, the pet of the week is that. It's great. But, I mean, I don't know what it is. But it's sometimes when you when you see that dog, you see that cat out there. And you see them with, and this is probably one of the best things you ever did. I don't know whose idea this was, but putting it on Facebook when they've adopted them is outstanding. Does everybody look really happy there?
Oh, yeah.
Even cats. Cats don't ever look happy. Cats just kind of look around. But even the cats kind of look happy.
Yeah.
When they're being adopted, sure. Like this. But the smiles on the kids' face and the adults' faces are just priceless.
Oh, yeah. They love it. I mean, it's one of those things when you add a member to your family, whether it's four-legged or two-legged, it's a big event. And it should be a big event. It should be a really happy event. So we like to celebrate that. Also on our Facebook, if you notice, we've had a lot more people emailing us pictures of updates. We had one recently. They adopted a cat from us 10 years ago, and so we put it up there. And, you talk about people liking that, and people are all over that, which was great. And we love the updates because, those are animals that were rescued, that were saved from Haven, and now they've been in forever homes for somewhere up to 10 years. And it's great. We love that. And we love seeing those positive stories and success stories because that's why we do what we do. And so I love seeing those. So if you've adopted from Haven and you haven't sent us an update picture, send us an update picture. We'll put it up on Facebook. We love that stuff.
Second Tuesday Club.
Second Tuesday, yeah. Second Tuesday Club is really important to us because it's every second Tuesday you can get together. You can go to one of the local restaurants, have a great time with your friends and family, and then a portion of the proceeds come back to Haven. And in November, it's going to be at the Sailing Boat Restaurant on Turn Creek, and that's going to be November 10th.
Marine Corps birthday, an auspicious day.
It is the Marine Corps birthday.
It is Marine Corps birthday that day.
How old are the Marine Corps going to be now?
240.
240, that's amazing.
Yes. We don't look a bit over 200.
Don't look a day or two.
A bit over 200 years. Okay, now that's good too. Sailing Boat Restaurant, and that's on Churn Creek Road. Mm-hmm. And that's a Chinese restaurant or a Thai? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it's Chinese.
Chinese. Okay, oh, Bob knows. Bob knows them all. He knows everything. Bob knows everything. I'll say something and Bob will say, this is it. And he knows the answer. I mean, it's like having Wikipedia sitting in front of me.
And I'll be honest, I haven't eaten there yet. I'm really looking forward to going there because I've heard from a lot of people they've got fantastic food. So I'm really looking forward to going.
A portion of that goes to Haven Humane.
Yes.
Okay, great. All right. Another thing's coming up. Giving Tuesday.
Giving Tuesday, yeah. This will be the first year that we've done Giving Tuesday. So
I've just started hearing things, but I think it's from your people. They've sent things to me or a couple others. I think, too, have sent things about this Giving Day. It's really interesting.
Yeah, and I'm going to read this because this is still new to me, too. So it's a new event for us this year. It's one day only. It's 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and it's through the Shasta Regional Community Foundation, which has participated in the national movement the last 2 years. We will have a Haven Humane portal on their website, and basically it's going to be at northstategives.org, and then you can find the organizations and find Haven Humane Society specifically, and you can bookmark that in advance. You can go to our portal and donate to Haven. Each nonprofit will compete for other prizes in certain categories, too, such as first nonprofit to receive a donation in the morning, last nonprofit to receive one in the afternoon, most money raised and most donors given. Giving, and then there's also one that's just kind of a random one. So the Giving Tuesday is something that came about a while ago, I guess. It's just kind of hitting a national scale, and it's going to be December 1st is the day. And so the first Tuesday in December, they're saying, is Giving Tuesday. And the reason for that is, they're saying, you have Black Friday where you go and you get all the deals and everything after Thanksgiving. And so they designed this day as a day that people can donate to their nonprofit, their favorite nonprofit, whatever, and just a giving day. And so we wanted to participate in it this year, and so we got in it, and we're really thankful that we did. There's actually training involved for the folks that are doing this, like Diane's going to be going to some training for it. But Shasta Regional Community Foundation is doing a great job with that. So, it's a great thing to give. We would love for you to give to Haven, but that's a day to give to the charities that you want to give to regardless. And so they're trying to really push this, and I think it's a great idea. I think it's great for the community. I think it's great.
And that's who approached us on it, was the Shasta Regional Community Foundation. I think it's something on that one day, and it goes from, like you said, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yep.
And you can just go into the different portals and donate some money. And you know what? It doesn't have to be a lot, people.
No.
You can give $5, $10, $20. Anything that's in your pocketbook for that. And maybe, spread it out for several agencies.
Yeah, I think, statistically speaking, December is a month where a lot of people give. It's the end of the year, and so they give a lot to that. And so I think they've made this as an avenue to make it a little bit easier so people can pick up their nonprofits and give to them. And I think it's a great idea, we're pleased to be a part of it.
Well, one of our listeners, or one on our chat room, said that she's going to be going to it, so it's on November the 10th.
The Sailing Boat.
The Sailing Boat.
Yeah, awesome.
What did I say?
I thought you were talking Giving Tuesday.
Oh,
yeah.
No. She's going to go to the sailing boat.
And great.
She said she hadn't been there for years, so she must go. So do it on November 10th.
Yeah, November 10th. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
And
it's going to be a lot of fun.
And when you're there, raise a little glass of wine to the Marine Corps. The Marine Corps, a group of handsome warriors of the sea that the other services rally around in times of trouble.
I will raise a glass, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to have a little bit different version of that, yes.
Oh, here we go.
No, I'm just saying I will raise a glass in respect to the Marine Corps.
Okay. That's what, you know what we do. Is
just
we,
don't go
we,
overboard.
You know what? We have toast. It's Marine Corps ball that night. And otherwise we'd be there. But it's Marine Corps ball. And each service does a toast to their own service because we respect and honor the other services. And then at the end, we do all of our ceremonies and stuff. You know, we're very, very into that kind of stuff. Marines are. Now I haven't seen the other services like that. You know, we cut the cake and give the piece of cake to the oldest and the youngest.
I'm extremely proud to be a retired Air Force veteran, but I will give the Marine Corps all the props in the world that when it comes to tradition and honor, nobody does it better than the Marine Corps.
Well, thank you. And we appreciate you guys a lot. I mean, if you've ever been close to a B-52 strike. It's just, you know what, it changes your world. It does. It changes your world. Especially if you're not right in. You can just be close to it and it changes your world. And if anybody's interested about the Marine Corps birthday ball, give Mike a call, Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595 and join us that night. Except Second Tuesday Club. You know what? So that's the only time they can do it. How about if I just give you 20% of anything I eat there? Just give you the money.
Sure, you can do it on Giving Tuesday, December 1st.
I can do that. There's a lot of ways. Hey, got to take a break here. We're just going on and on and on. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages from our story CEO of Haven Humane, Carl Bott. It is like 14 minutes until 9 o'clock here on Tuesday.
I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, November 20th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, PCP 31143.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors and their salute to the veterans. From October 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th, there will be a 10% discount for all parts and labor in their service department for our veterans with proof of service. Additionally, on November 10th and 11th, $100 from every car purchase will be donated to two local veterans organizations. Linda and I will be at Crown Motors November 10th and 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate their salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com. Crown Motors, a salute to those who have served.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. It is 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. Just a small town girl.
Such a
living
good
song. In a lonely world.
Such a good
okay
song.
It is until I start singing it.
Yeah.
59 degrees going up to 73 today. Bob, what's it look like for the rest of the week here, buddy?
Actually, we could see rain starting in tonight and continuing through tomorrow. Not a lot anticipated out of this system. However, after a couple of sunny days, the situation changes on the weekend when we could see about half an inch or better on Sunday. So plan accordingly. Right now, it is 59 degrees in Reading.
Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business right here where it's their customers are warm friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. An award-winning business there, Shasta Gas Propane. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we've been talking about volunteer orientation. We're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
National Cat Day, of course, is going to be the day after tomorrow, October 29th.
Mm-hmm.
You have adoptable cats at the Adoption Center at PetSmart for just $20.
$20.
The Community Challenge for the holidays to find homes for 300 of our furry friends, our, what do they call them, fur babies, fur or hairy babies. In the community,
for babies. Hairy babies sounds really weird.
It does. It sounds like.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, like when I was born. I was kind of like a little hairy baby. Yeah, people. Look at the hair on that. Look at all that hair on that kid. The Second Tuesday Club on November the 10th is a portion of the evening's proceeds go to Haven's Animals.
That's a sailing boat.
Right, at the Sailing Boat Restaurant on Churn Creek. Giving Tuesday, December 1st. We'll talk mm-hmm. more about that, of course, during November.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay, volunteer orientation.
Yeah, well, first I want to talk a little bit about the volunteers and thank all of our volunteers that are amazing and our staff. But the volunteers donated much money, and they put together a new play yard for us that they built, and it's built on the north side of our adoption center, and there's just dirt out there. So I want to thank the Sierra Pacific Foundation who donated 50 yards of bark for that. So we laid it all out there. This play yard was donated by the volunteers to Captain Smith, who you know has been with us for many years and has done a fantastic job for Haven and continues to do so. And so the volunteers wanted to donate that to her. That yard is now used primarily as our playgroup yard, and a playgroup is something that we just started a few months ago, and it's really ramped up. We just had playgroup yesterday. We have it 1 to 2 days a week. And what playgroup is we've got anywhere from 3 to 5 volunteers that go out there for about an hour or two, and they bring out dogs, and they bring out up to 7 dogs, and they play in a play group. And it's not about the people interacting with the dogs. It's strictly about the dogs interacting
socializing
with each other.
Yeah.
And it's something that is fairly new in shelter mentality as far as doing it in shelters, especially an open admission shelter like ours, which is such a quick turnover. It can be very difficult to do that. But we've had some training from Green Dog Rescue, which is down in the Bay Area, and they came up and they do it. And yeah, I pointed. And it has been phenomenal. I mean, I was out there yesterday. We had four dogs.
Mark, that's such a great idea.
It's great. It's great.
You know, I'm saying this from, Linda takes Elk Killer up to Benton Dog Park.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the small animal, you've got the little dogs and the big dog sections there. You get 20 of those little dogs out there, and they're just running and playing. And they're up there for a half an hour, 45 minutes. Some of them are up there for a couple of hours. The dogs really, I mean, it's. I believe it's so good for the animals.
Oh, it is.
It's socialized
fantastic.
Like that. And so now you're doing it there.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, and it's obviously.
It gets them out of their.
It's obviously more difficult for us because we don't know the background of the dogs. We don't really know their temperament other than just the initial temperament testing that we do. We have an idea. Some of them are fantastic. Some of them we don't think would be great turn out to be fantastic. Some of them we think would be great. Maybe it's not such a great match. And sometimes, you know, you could have four dogs out there and it's fantastic, and one dog comes in and completely changes the dynamic.
Changes everything.
And so we have to pull a different one out, and then they're fine again. But it's been great. The socialization is fantastic. You can tell they're just happy to be out there, and they play with each other. And again, it's not about the human canine interaction. That's what we have our other volunteers
right.
for that do that. But just for the
dog
play group,
dog.
It's just for that
yeah.
dog. Dogs.
They run in circles. They make friends.
Oh yeah, it's fantastic.
Like,
it's so much fun.
Like Snooki, well, there's a lot of dogs. I mean, she goes up and they all touch noses and sniff each other. But there's only two or three dogs that she really likes to play with,
mm-hmm.
and she'll run. You know, they'll play. Other dogs, she just, you know, they kind of ignore each other.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see how dogs are.
And I'm going to put a plug in for one of the dogs, which I don't normally do, but this is a dog that's pretty special, and she's been the playgroup superhero, and her name is Roxy, and Roxy's been with us for a few months now. Roxy is a mixed breed dog. I'm not really sure what she is. She's beautiful, though. She's like a golden color. She's not great in the kennel. She barks. Even she barks at me at the kennel. She's afraid of me at the kennel. But you get her outside, and she is just a huge love. She loves the play group. She plays great with other animals, but she comes over, she'll sit on your feet, and she'll stay by you. And she's just a great dog. And because she's not great in the kennel, people keep bypassing her, and she's been with us for months. So if you're looking for a dog that's just a fantastic dog with dogs, with people, that's just an all-around loving dog, and you come into the shelter, please ask to see Roxy and do it before you go back, because she just doesn't look great in the kennel. But there's not a mean bone in that dog's body, and I think if you bring her into a visiting room and visit with her, you'll fall instantly in love with her. And I just think the world of Roxy. I'd take her home if I had space in my house for her. I just don't right now. So I'm at my limit with six dogs, and I don't recommend that. But
you have six dogs?
I do have six dogs. I don't recommend having six. It's
you
just
sure
a lot.
You have six dogs? I thought you only had like three last time.
No, I'm 100% positive I have six
you
dogs.
You have six dogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they all pity crosses? Or?
No. I have one pit bull, I have a lab, and I have four little dogs. Yeah.
Six dogs.
Yeah. Love every one of them, but I don't recommend having six dogs. It's a little bit insane. It's a little bit big pack. I always say two is the minimum, and three, maybe four with the right group is the max. But and I'll never have six again. But I do want to talk about the volunteers, too.
Right.
The volunteers are the backbone of what we do. Wendell, who is our volunteer coordinator, has done a phenomenal job. And Celeste now, who's our new behavior specialist, is doing fantastic working with them as well. We couldn't do what we do without the volunteers, and our dogs and our cats would not be as loved and socialized and well-adjusted as they are without our volunteers. And more green shirts, they wear these lime green shirts, are coming out. And I try and get out and thank them personally every time I get a chance. Unfortunately, I don't get to see them all, but I do try, and our volunteers are phenomenal. So our next volunteer orientation is actually this Friday at 5:15 at Haven. And then the next one will be November 7th, the following Saturday at 10 a.m. at Haven as well. And I would just encourage you to come for an orientation. Orientation is great. It's about an hour. It tells you kind of what you can do, what stuff we have available, also what you get out of it. And I always tell people that, you know, you start for the dogs, but you stay for yourself, because it's very therapeutic and they really enjoy doing it. And when you see an animal that you've worked and you know has been, we'll say difficult, get into a forever home, and you see an update photo, it's just the best feeling in the world. And so I definitely encourage people to come out. You have to be 16 or older to come out and work without an adult. For kids that are under 16, you can come out and work with an adult. So if you have a kid that you want to come in, you want to spend some time, even if it's an hour, you know, on a Saturday, come in and get signed up for volunteering. And you know, have a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun, and the dogs and the cats just absolutely enjoy it. And we have other opportunities, too. Maybe you don't want to walk a dog. Maybe you don't want to socialize with cats. Maybe you want to help out in licensing or in the clinic or somewhere like that. We have tons of opportunities for our volunteers to help out in different areas.
Well, you know what? You can see you've really put together a great team here.
I have.
I mean, I'm not saying other people in the past haven't done, you know, good work, great work. But you and the lab, how long's it been now? 3 years? 2 years?
February will be 3 years. Yeah, I can't
believe
it.
3 years, going on 3 years mm-hmm. here. You put together a team of volunteers, and I know you've gone through people, you know, on salaries since you've been there too.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, some have stayed, some have left.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a great vet, and who's. And, you know, that is just, I mean, phenomenal.
Dr. Howden. And we have a new vet, Dr. Turner, that
that's
just started.
Right. And the also, of course, Captain Smith.
Yeah, Captain Smith is amazing. And Janet.
She does everything.
Yeah, I mean, I'm extremely blessed. I have a phenomenal team. I'm blessed that a lot of them were there when I got there, which is fantastic. So the people ahead of that were before me were smart enough to hire these folks. But I'm even more blessed that they stayed. And we've hired more people that really fit in well with the team. And we have volunteers that are just amazing. So, yeah, I'm very blessed. I mean, I'm a coach, and my team's doing all the work, and I can't thank them enough.
My guest is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. You know, I think that's great. You know, you're doing a lot of good work there. You know, and without, and think about this, my friends, without Haven Humane, we would literally be up to our knees in unwanted animals. They'd be everywhere. And as it is, there's still a lot of them out there. I know the happiest day in your life would be the day you'd have to shut down Haven Humane.
Amen.
You know. Okay.
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks a lot for being here with us, and we'll see you soon, buddy.
Thanks for the support. Appreciate it.
You bet. Of course. Everybody have a great day. It may start. Bob, does it look like it could be raining here before long?
It's still very much, if you'll excuse the phrase, up in the air.
Up in the air? Okay. But tomorrow looks like we're looking for rain. Everybody have a safe day today. When it starts raining, though, you know, it hasn't rained for a long time. Remember, slow down. Slow down. Kids are out there going to school. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
From townhall.com, Comrade Thomason. It is one of the final announcements that John Boehner will be making as Speaker of the House.
We have a budget agreement.
A two-year deal that raises the debt limit, funds the government into 2017, increases spending on defense and domestic programs, and calls for Medicare and Social Security disability reforms.
The agreement isn't perfect by any means, but the alternative was a clean debt ceiling increase without any additional support for our troops and without any entitlement reforms.
The budget is part of the Speaker's effort to, in his words, clean the budget. Before he leaves office on Friday, it faces vocal opposition from fiscal conservatives in both the House and Senate.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. China's voicing strong objections after a U.S. Navy warship sailed past one of China's artificial islands in the South China Sea earlier today. The U.S. taking a new approach in the fight against ISIS.
From the skies above, we expect to intensify our